Zakti Gemara. Alacharara Mishalim. Okay, we go back to the seer of the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah that if a person has a charara which has coals in it, and a kelav came and he took the charara, he went to a gadish, v'hidlakas hagadish. So ala charara, the baal hakelav pays nezek shalem because it's a shame. Ala gadish, v'sharim chatzi nezek. That was the halacha of the Mishnah, that the baal hakelav is chayiv for being mazik the gadish. Frak the Gemara, man chayiv, baal hakelav, v'chayiv nami, baal gechelav. The baal hakelav, we understand, is chayiv. He's the one that brought the fire to the second place. But he's only chayiv chatzi nezek. Because it's tzrayrus. L'chayiv nami baal gecheles. Let's make the baal gecheles pay the second half. So what's the case? The baal gecheles, why should he be chayiv? He put a gecheles down with the harara. And a kelav came and the kelav made the fire. Why should the owner of the fire be chayiv? So the only way to understand is that it's like a ruach mitzuyah. For a kelav to come and take the gecheles with the charara and destroy it somewhere else, that's the equivalent of a ruach mitzuyah. It's something that's normal to happen. And that's the reason that the baal gecheles should be chayiv. The Gemara is not going to be gecheles chayiv. It is the shiva gechalta. But if you have not shiva gechalta, if you leave your gecheles out, and a kelav comes and it takes it, so that's called the ruach mitzuyah, and you're chayiv. The question is, why should that be any different than giving a gecheles to a chereshay to the cotton? If a person gives a gecheles to a chereshay to the cotton, and the chereshay of the cotton burned down a house, we said you're potter. And if you give a gecheles to a kelev, and the kelev burns down the house, you should be chayiv. What's the difference? If your gecheles gets given to a kelev or a chereshay to the cotton? So Tosis back of Chofez Amin Aleph, the previous daf, Tosis was bothered by this kasha. Tosis Dibur Hamaskav Al Agadish. Tosis was bothered by the kasha. Al Agadish Chatzinezek Afagavda Lagabi Shaleach Beira Loi Mechayev Ademasa Loi Shalhevis Loi Shlach Shreb Yechad Amasai Gavza. So Tosis says, why over here should it be any different? And for Tosis, Pamim Shiesh Gecheles Harvei B'Charara. Tosis says that our case is talking dafka, that this Charara has so many pieces of hot coal in it that it's like a flame. The equivalent of giving a cotton, Chereshayt V'Cotton, a flame. That's Mamish Aruch Mitzuyah, it's going to be Mazik. And that's why Yechayit, that Yechayit B'Chereshayt V'Cotton, Yechayit B'Kelev, the same exact thing. But it has to be like Tosfos Motzi Ma'oid that it's going to be Mazik. That's the only way the Baal Gecheles is Chayiv. That's what Tosfos says there on Chofez Amin Aleph. So Tosfos holds no difference in a kelav and a cotton. There's no difference in a kelav and a cotton. Both exactly the same. You give them a Gecheles. If it has to be very Shriach, that'll light a fire, like a Ruch Mitzuyah. And then you chayiv by both. If it's only shash it'll happen, then you potter by both. That's what comes out from Tosfos. The problem, of course, is that what Tosfos says doesn't say anywhere else. The Rambam doesn't bring this din. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring this din and say we're talking. They bring it like the Mishnah. Kelav took a charara that has a gachamas. They don't bring. That has a lot of many coals in it. The types of terrors are nice terrors, but the other Rishayim clearly don't agree with the terrors of Tosfos. So the Nachas David suggests that the halacha with the chalak between a kelev and a cotton. Differently. You have to come up with some difference between a kelav takes a gecheles and a cotton takes a gecheles. And the only nafkamina he has is something we mentioned before Yantis, that by a kelev that takes a charara, it's a ruach matzuya mamish that it's going to happen. And that's our sugya. And by cotton, it's lav dafka. The cotton is definitely going to burn down a house. To give a cotton or coals to watch, the lav dafka is going to burn down a house. Could be the kelev will watch it, the cotton will watch it. I mentioned to you last before Yantif that the Machna Frayim says it depends how old the cotton is. It's only an age of a cotton that it's not vadai that it's going to burn anything down. And kelev is talking that it's vadai. So the main law, that's the difference between kelev and. No, why? The quite very schlockish. The cut makes it worse than it was before. So even with the cut making it worse, does that turn into rough mitzuya? If I shall have this, it turns into rough mitzuya. If I got chalas, does it turn into rough mitzuya? That's the question. The schlockish is potter.
The child,
the
child
that
doesn't make it worse,
because
you're not
committed to the contract. What do you say? Could be Tesla Shitasai. Tesla Shitasai, the Tesla's health of the makes it worse, the Tesla says that's an iron in such a case. But the Kelev also is a case where it's just going to happen. And it's okay. Could be Tesla Shitasai. All right, so let's see the Gemara. What the Gemara makes from this? What the Gemara learns from here? Ma'achay ba'akelav, l'chay nami ba'agachelas, b'shishim agachaltai. It's talking that he was shomer his gachelas. But the Gemara, b'shishim agachaltai. If he did a good shmir on his gachelas, my boy kelav hasam. How come? Why is it that the kelav got a hold of it? So the Gemara b'shachata, the dog dug underneath. And it was able to get the gachelas. So Tosis tells us the site of our sugya. Tosis b'shashima gachaltai. Every sugya is a case. It's not just a case. Every sugya in Shas has some yisoid that we have to learn from the case. The Gemara doesn't just bring more cases. Tosis says that it's a tremendous chiddush here in the Gemara b'shashima gachaltai. In time of mashmi rehuzu. That's called you watching a cheles. Kimi sheyachal a kelev, we kaneis bechatira. The stam das is chatura. It's an etzel kelev. That's a shmira. You put it in a place where a stam kelev could dig and go get it. The shleimer. So here Tosis has his yisai. Kima the natur to the natri inchi leichachu rabbanon tfei. This is the yisai we spoke about in the beginning of the first parak. How much shmira are you chayiv to watch something? The Tosis holds that you only need a shmira because you're not yinchi. You need a shmira that's normal in your time, in your place. Whatever is normal for people to do, that's a shmira to be not yinchi. That's enough of a shmira, and more than that, you're not mechuyis. So here, since most normal people consider it a good shmira if you have a flame to keep it in your house, even though it's possible a kelev will dig under and a kelev will come and get it. But it doesn't matter, it's because Natri Inchi is good enough. There's a tremendous chiddush in Tosis. What's nowadays, people in the city who own a cat? Have they ever cats walk around? No? Cats walk around outside, no? So nowadays, if someone has a cat, and the cat is magic, it digs up the neighbor's garden. So that'll be called Natri Inchi. It's enough of a shmira, your pater. Maybe. And as Tosis says, it's a tremendous finish. It could be Dina de Gemara is one way. And it changes with the Metzius up to the Natri Inchi. Now, where does Tosis get this from? What? Shmira is, what's a normal Shmira? I don't know what's a normal Shmira by a cat. I don't know a cat. That's the Shmira of a cat, I don't know. So maybe you don't need a shmira. You need a shmira for that shmira. You know what's normal. What's normal is, you leave a door open. If he wants to come home, he can come home. I don't know what the normal thing is. But that's what it sounds like from Tosfos. Maybe the derech is that it's Yehosh Mira, maybe also. The Siddush of Tosfos. Now, actually, you had this Siddush, if you learned Hakainis, in the first Tosfos, in the second Tosfos, Tosfos there, the Gemara there, as you know, was talking Yifritz of Alayla. Somebody has his sheep in his barn, or his corral, and the animal broke out during the night. So Tosfos says, why does it mean broke out during the night? And it's Mazik Yipater. What does it mean it broke out by day? It broke out by night. My Nafkamina. If you know about it, you know about it. If you don't know about it, you don't know about it. What's the Nifma? Why does it say Nifitz of Balaila? So Tosfos says in the Inami, Tosfos says, Balaila, Afilu Noidalosha Nifritza. Yeah. You have an animal. And you know that it broke out. You did a good Shmira for the animal. It's your potter. If you don't know it broke out of the barn, you'll be potter. You found out it broke out of the barn, so you mechuyev. Once you find out it broke out, you mechuyev to go get it. So Tosfos, Balaila, Filo Loidala, Shenifritza, Vyotitza, Behema, Ein Loi, Latroyach, Yaisa, Bidai, Laza, Rachareha, Ba'afela. You don't have to try hard to go after it in the darkness. What's Pshat in Tosfos? What's this by day and by night? Your animal broke, it broke out of the barn. You're responsible for it. Tosfos says that by Laila, you're not mechuyev to run after it. Yosef Medai. I guess you have to look around the barn if it's there. But you don't have to go running all around town looking for it in the dark. And by day, you do have to go looking. What's the pshat? But this is by night and by day. Animals are not more prone to be mazik by day and by night. It's all the same. The teretz is Tosfos is going with his shita. Tosfos Shita is that you need a Shmira Kedinatri Inchi. That's normal by people. Normal people, if the animal breaks out by day, they go looking for the animal. Middle of the night, so you wait for the morning to go looking for the animal. It need a Shmira Kedinatri Inchi, tremendous Siddush of Tosfos. Where does Tosfos get this from? What? Now, Trinitra goes in the Baal HaMomen of the Masikir. So you're asking about the Kelev. That's a good question about the Kelev. We're going to have to get to that in a minute. Okay? Because we're having, it's like the Gemara is like two-faced. The Gavir of Baal HaKelev goes to one rule. The Gavir of Baal HaKelev is the Gemara. So we'll get to that, but first you have to know the end of Kelev. Now, Trinitra will be able to apply it. Where does the halacha of Kedinatri Inchi come from? See, you have to understand a very slight chiluk, but we'll see if it's a chiluk. The din of Natri Inchi is actually based on a Gemara. The Gemara on the Daf Ches, I believe. The original place is the Gemara in Bamitzian, at the end of Parakot Omrin. The Gemara in Perek Omnin talks about Shomer, not about magic. Talks about a Shomer. You give me something to watch. So if you give me something to watch, how much do I have to watch it? Talking about Shomer Chinam, the Gemara is talking. How much do I have to watch it? Am I allowed to take a nap? You give me a car to watch. I can park it on the street. I have to park it in my garage. I park it in the driveway. How much of a Shmira do I need? So Gemara says a Shomer Chinam. The Lashna Gemara is he's allowed to sleep be'idna the Goni Inchi. If you give him an animal to watch, you give him something to watch, so when does he watch it? When doesn't he watch it? Right, in the house, you can lock it up. When's your camp? Someone gives you something to watch, you put it in your drawer. People come and go. So you're never allowed to go to sleep. You go to sleep, you're at risk. So the Gemara says you do a Shmira Kedinatri Inchi. Kedigoni Inchi is the Lashna Gemara. You're allowed to go to sleep. The way people go to sleep, the way whatever is the normal thing of sleeping, you could sleep. So, but your camp is only by day, never at night. That's good enough, Yinchi. That's good to go to Yinchi. You're never in camp, so you're puzzled. Sorry. Anyway, that's the Makar. And there, it's not a Chiddush of Tosfos. You have to realize. By Shmira, it's not a Chiddush of Tosfos. It's halacha psuka. It's a gemara. When you're a shy nechinam, you watch it. Could not your entry. The way people watch it. Taisvis is taking the gemara's idea of shmira, which the gemara says by shy nechinam, by shmira. And Tosfos is saying that by Mazik it's the same thing. You see? Tosfos is taking the Gemara's rule, which the Gemara says by Shmira, that you only have to watch it in the natural inch. So Tosfos is the same thing by Mazik. You have an animal that broke out at night, you're chiyuv to go after the animal in the natural inch. You're chiyuv mazikin. It's not just you're chiyuv to get it. If you don't run after the animal and it's mazik, you're potter, you're right? Because your din shmira on an animal is not more than kedinatri inchi. That is Tosfos' shita. The question is if we pass them like Tosfos, if we pass them like this, you say, it appears from the Rambam, which I believe is the Lashon Shulchan Aruch as well, that we do not paskin like Tosfos from a case which maybe this sound familiar back in Elzman in the beginning of Tishrei's man we discussed, and that's based on a Gemara and Daf Nun Ches. The Gemara talks about animals going over a bridge. Animals that are going over a bridge, we're talking about a bridge that's open on the side, you can fall off. So the Gemara talks about a case where a person led his animals on the bridge in single file, and one animal got annoyed at the other one and pushed it into the river and killed the animal. So if you're a shomer, the Gemara says that if you're a shomer and you're watching someone else's animals, you're allowed to take the animals across single file. You don't have to separate them, because that's a normal kedinatri inchi. A person with his own animals, that's normal. You take your animals across the bridge. One animal can push the other. Life has risks. You take a risk. Gemara says, Hashem is Sachar. He's a Shmira Mu'mullah. If someone's paying you to be a Shimer, then you have to take them across one at a time. You leave one across, you put the other one across. You have to make sure they don't push each other. As they state in the Gemara, Agavi Shimer. So the Mitzias is clear. Gemara says the Metzius is that Kedinatri Inchi is normal people take their animals across. They don't separate them. Normal people take the chance that there's something may happen, and they take it across. The Rambam, based on the Gemara and the Chesamu Beis, Paskins, that if my animal is going across the bridge, there's traffic. There are a lot of animals going across the bridge. If my animal, I take it across, and it pushes another animal into the water, that I'm chayiv. If the mazik is chayiv, the owner of the animal is chayiv. He did a shmira to the natural engine. Because the Mishnah says on this Rambam, the Rambam is in Hilchos Niskei Mamin, Paragimel Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam says that if my animal pushes your animal off the bridge, I'm chayiv. Because the Mishnah says it's not like Artosis. Artosis says it's enough to do a shmira to the natural inchi, to do a normal shmira. And we see from the Gemara by Shaimrim, by Shemachinam, that's a normal shmira to let animals go across together. So Zakta Kesef Mishnah, like Tosfos, you did pottery. You did a normal shmira. Like the Rambam argues. Now he doesn't argue with Kedinatri Inchi in Hilchos Shomrim. Hilchos Shomrim is a Gemara in Bava Metzia. He argues with the concept of Kedinatri Inchi by Mazikim. He holds by Mamani Amazik, Yachayiv, more than that. And therefore, it's a machlaikis, the Rambam. And Tosfos, this Yisayim, which Tosfos says we learn from Agamara, but the Rambam will have to answer, Tosfos Kasha. But Tosfos learns from our Gemara Yisayim, that all you need a shmira on your fire is kedinatri and chi, and your potter. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam may agree that mechatzila it's enough to watch a kedinatri and chi, but lahalach, if something happens to it, it's your risk, and you're going to be chayav to pay. Because the Gemara says that a shemir sachar, if he's paying you to watch it, he wants you to do a shmir more, a better shmir. He's paying you for something. So that's the Gemara's example of what he's paying you for. That you have to be extra cautious. Because it happens sometimes, the animals can be jumped. The Rambam apparently holds that way. The comparison to Shabbat Shalom.
If you agree in this case,
but the Gemara's Lashon, the Lashon Kedinatri Inchi of Taisus, is the same as the Gemara's Lashon Kedigami Inchi, which is the level of Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom has a din to do it the way people do it. Shabbat Shalom has to do more than the average Shabbat Shalom. Our Taisus, the Pashas of Taisus, is he saying that you need a Shmira like a Shemachim, like a normal person who watches things. That's the level of Shmira. What's a Svara? What's that a Svara, what would you say? Let's even tell you a Taisus, let's tell you a Rabbi. And we sat in, would you declare, how much do I have to watch? I have a cat, I can let it out like everybody else in the city. Dogs, I think nowadays people don't let dogs out unleashed on any occasion. But cats, people let cats out.
If you're not
going to
say
that
they're not changing, what's the
law? That's a good argument, but if you had a garden in front of your house and my cat dug up your garden, what would you say? You'd say.
It's possible to lose money.
Yeah, but it's a little funny because it makes sense that I don't have to tie up my cat. But l'chaira, at whose risk? At whose risk? You have a community, everyone agrees that we let our cats go. That's not your issue. But who's the ones who's at risk for it? The nizik or the razik? That's apparently in my place to taste in the Rambam. That's true, but that risk is between him and himself. There's no one else to blame, so that is the. So he's showing he's confident that he'll come back. He's not showing he's confident it's not going to be done. So. Like, it's why you. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for people to come up with. No. The first day of this man, Shredish El, we installed Shredish El, didn't we? No. It wasn't so many of the sealers, maybe. Anyway, a long time ago, when we started this man, I told you that there's one machlaikis, there's one clair, Shimon's clair, but there's one clair in which are many things in the Sechdat Chavonim. And the first 2 months of this man, till if the Daf of Zayin, we had this very often. Rav Shimon declared, why a mazik is chayiv? By momen a mazik. Why you chayiv when your animal is mazik? Either because chasar shmira, because everybody owns an animal has to be shemir as animal, and you chayiv because of chasar shmira, or you chayiv because it's your momen. The Torah says, chiddush akra, if your momen is mazik, your momen is like you. Just like if you're mazik, you have to pay. If your mom is mazik, you have to pay. That was the clear. Why is a person chayiv to pay when his animal is mazik? Is it because you have to watch it, or is it because of mamaneh mazik? Now, if you're an oinis, you're potter no matter what. Is that the plow that an oinis is potter by mamaneh mazik? So that if somebody has his animal in his barn and it's locked up well, and an earthquake cracks it open and it gets out. So it's zecher pater. It has nothing to do with the tzadim, because the einus is always pater. But the nafkamina will be when you did a normal shmira. Lots of shmira. Kedinatri inchi. You did a normal shmira like normal people do. Does that pater you? Shmira kedinatri inchi. But you're not an einus. It wasn't an earthquake. It was chatiras hakelev. It's normal for klavim to dig. But as far as you're concerned, you did a shmira kedinatri inchi. If you hold that the reason the mazik pays is because of a lack of shmira, then it's enough to the natri inchi. Whatever shmira you do, to the natri inchi is enough. And after that, you're potter. There's no reason to be mechayiv. If you hold yichayiv al tmom min hamazik, and the only time you have a ptur is if you're an oinus. So you're not an oinus. It might be natri inchi to let the cat out. But you can't call yourself an oinus if your cat went and dug up someone's thing. You're an oinus. What oinus? You let your cat out. It's normal for cats to do things like this. So this says in the Kudshei Shiurim in Siman Aleph, where he goes through the 100 different nafkaminas in this Chakira. This is one of his nafkaminas. His Toilet Vait in the Machlokes to Rambam in Tosfos, as we said many times. I'm sorry, Kudshei Shiurim is Siman Ches. But this is where we spoke out in the beginning. Where he has his long arichus on this chakira. So there, in Simachas Ois Yud, he says that this machlaik is not sugya. Kinnatri Inchi is vayta totally in this clair. Rambam will hold Yechayv Atmam and Amazik. Yechayv Atmam and Amazik, even if you do a good shmira Kinnatri Inchi, but you're not an Aynis, so you're still chayiv. And Tosfos will hold, no, you only chayiv if you failed in your shmira. I didn't fail in my shmira. I did a normal shmira. So there's no reason to be mechayiv me. I did a normal shmira. I'm off the hook. This is the very clear uptight of the machlokes. Two ways to learn, and now it's a tremendous nafkamina in the types of shmira a person has to do. I can't think of any nafkaminas, but. So the question will become, how did the Rambam understand, how is he going to answer Tosfos' kasha? The Gemara says, B'shishima gachaltai. So mashmiru uzu, kibish yachal akel mikonisham b'chatira. Why is that a good shmira? The dog can come there, why is that a good shmira? We have to see if we can come up with a teretz, how the Rambam will answer Tosfos' kasha. Okay.
The Gemara by
Kishkeshav is Nava says,
what's
it supposed to do? Hold on. Kishkeshav is
Nava.
That's true in the Ptur of Regal. Right, you're talking there that the Torah package that Rabbi Shusarabim. The Gemara there, you mean by the Yiboya of Kishkishisera.
Yeah.
Because Kishkishisera, one side of the Yiboya is what he's supposed to do. Should be watching this. No, the Gemara is before Kishkishisera. The Gemara thought it was a Kishkishisera. The Gemara thought that's your test, right? That, So the Gemara is saying it at what point? When the Gemara holds that it's Kishkish Yisera, regular Kishkish, the part is that's regal. The Torah patted regal b'shusarad. The Torah said that you're allowed to let your animal walk down the street. So that the Tosfos and the Rambam don't argue. You part the regal, part the
b'shusarad. It's possible to do it normally. You don't require it. Not that it's potter also.
Because that's the normal. Isn't that because that's the normal of the animal?
No, it says.
Because the Zenob is not allowed.
Then the Gemara says afterwards. Not the Torah.
No, but that's the Gemara. When the Gemara said you have to have a big deal of a VA left, that's the Terrence. The Kasha, you have a Kasha on the Kasha.
Yeah.
That's the Terrence, yeah. All right, so we have, I think, a Klara Gedarim in this idea of Netirah and Natri and Chi. How to apply it, Lahalacha, is a separate challenge. Let's just see the Lashon, how the Gemara fears us. Let's see the Gemara inside. Again, we're learning like Tosis now. L'chayiv nami bal gacheles. Let the bal gacheles be chayiv. It's his gacheles that burnt down the Gadish. Yishishima gachalta. Taich, like Tosis. Yishishima gachalta. He did a normal shmira because it's Natri and Chi. Yishishima gachalta, my boy, Kelochasa. How did the kelev get there? Bishachata. If it's dog, so what? So since a dog, the bailam is potter, he did a normal shmira. Zakri Gemara. Amar Amari Bereid Rav Kahana, as I say, Meres. The pshat in this is teaching us a rule. Stam dalsais chaturais hei kol kelev. That stam dalsais are considered to be Chaturei Seitzel Kelev, and therefore what? And therefore, the Bala Kelev is Chayiv. Is that true? What's it going to say? Therefore, the Bala Kelev is Chayiv. So I have a problem here. Like Tysus, we're learning. It's enough to do a Shmira Kedinatri in Chi. Over here, why doesn't the Bala Kelev say the same thing? I did a normal shmirah and a natri inchi. What are we talking about? Someone has a house, he has a fire in the house. And there's a dog outside in the street. So we're saying that it's a normal thing that if I have a fire in my house, even though a dog could dig under, this is a normal shmirah. So if it's a good enough shmirah for the Baal Ha'esh, the Baal Gecheles, why isn't it a good enough shmirah for the Baal Ha'keles? So why is it for the Bala Eish, why is it good enough Shmira? It's normal for a Kelev to dig and come to it. It's just as normal. We're saying you have a Kelev on one side of the wall, a Gecheles on the other side. So the Bala Gecheles, this is a good enough Shmira. But the Bala Kelev is not good enough. Why does the Kelev have to be Cheshish for the Gecheles? So why is the Baal Gecheles have the same problem? It's normal to have dogs out in the street.
This year is on the level of the Gecheles. This year is on the level of the Kelev.
But it was normal to let a Kelev go out without a leash. That was normal or wasn't normal?
That was normal either.
What? If that's not normal, then you have no raya standalsis chaturis in it or Kelev. Pesh Pshat in the Gemara is that the Kelev is normal to have a Kelev on one side of the wall and a fire on the other side. Not only that, if it's normal for Kelev to be tied up, Tysus then has to take it in that reaction. Tysus could say that the Baal Kelev did something unusual. He was Mishamim. Tysus vice dice that it's normal for a Kelev to have to kill oven to walk in the street. It's normal for the fires to be on the other side of a wall. And people normally leave it that way.
One Kelev that's going out by 100 houses. But every 100 houses, you don't have to be sure because
99%
chance it's not going to come to your house.
But
every one door is definitely
going to come to your house. I hear that. I can hear such a tiny that for the Bala Kelev, a lot of houses have coals. They all have coals embedded in the Harara. All right, but let's say Lagabe, the Shein of the Harara. All houses have cookies. Every house has a Harara in it, no? So it's normal for a Kelev. A Kelev can go to one of 1,000 houses. So for the Bala Kelev, it's not enough of a Shmira. For the Bala Gecheles, then a dog will boom, come in his house. That's a normal Kedinachi Inchi. I can hear his terrors. What? If there are more dogs than houses, yeah, you should move out. More loose dogs than houses.
Okay.
No, it's a natri inchi. So what he's saying is, if you have a fire in your house, that's natri inchi. The dogs don't come to my house, it's natri inchi. But if you have a dog, having a dog, that's not naturally itchy. You can't, you have to be afraid your dog will take a dig into someone's house. Explain that why. It's not a rough mitzuya. It's ice rough mitzuya. It's ice rough mitzuya. But it's still not mishum. Now let's see if that's what he means. Reb Chaim, Reb Baruch Beck quotes Reb Chaim in Simen Vav Oisvav. It's a small piece, which is why I brought the nafkin, the lashon. He says, he brings Taisus. He says, Taisus Tertzu. Given the note that the Nachi and she lay a Chachur Rabban, and that's enough. Upirish Maivi Rabbi, the Chaim explained, Dabala Kelev, Duhu Mazik Gomor, Chayit, Tosman Dalai Hava Onus. A Kelev who's a Mazik has to have a Ptur Ainus. And if you don't have a Ptur Ainus, you're Chayit, the Holy Shamrai, because your dog went out in the street. So the balak echeles, the balak kelev is chayiv, unless he's an oinus. It's not good enough to damage reinshu. Avo balak echeles, mashem mazik aydei kelev, lek olav did mazik. The one who owns the coal doesn't have a shame mazik. The coal is in his house. Kiyim aydei pshia. He's only chayiv. He's a pesheya. Kiyim did not get out reinshu like pasha upater. He says natri could not reinshu means you're not a pesheya. Also not an inus. So the guy that Balak Kelev who has a shame mazik. Just think it through. The Balak Kelev has a shame mazik. So for the Balak Kelev, Yechayev is a dick. It's not enough Kidnatri Inchi. The Balak Acheles doesn't have a shame mazik. He's got a fire in his house. He's got a cookie with a coal in his house. That's normal. Him, it's enough because the natural intrigue, he's only chayiv if he's a pesheya. You hear the words? I just want everyone to hear the words before I tell you anything about it. Why? I said to you. Circular? Why is it circular?
What's the type of violation that the law tells us is
Let's pick a number. Let's say it's 10% chance it's going to happen. Okay, so it's not an oinus, it's not a pshia. So there's a 10% chance that this gecheles is going to get taken by a dog out of the house. Now, a 10% chance, the Reb Chaim is saying, is not a pshia. Right now, it's not a mazik. It's a 10% chance it'll become a mazik. So it's good enough. I watch it normally. Well, that ability depends how you tie Shruach Mitzuya, right? So we're going to have to figure that out as a second step. Reb Chaim is saying clearly,